This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Housing prices in Colorado's second largest city continue to level off after historic gains. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce reports.
Just like in Metro Denver, Colorado Springs real estate certainly remains a seller's market. The median single-family home in the area sits at a price of about $450,000. That's according to August data from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. It's the highest that price has ever been, but it has held there for 3 months now. Prices typically fall in the autumn and winter, but it's unclear if that'll happen this year. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Former Colorado Rockies outfielder Larry Walker joins the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame today. Walker played 10 seasons with the Rockies. He won batting and home run titles and was the National League's most valuable player in 1997. Walker retired from the St. Louis Cardinals in 2005. Karen Garner, the 73-year-old woman with dementia who was injured during a violent arrest last year, has settled her federal lawsuit against Loveland police. CPR's Paolo Shalceta reports.
The city of Loveland will pay Garner $3 million, but did not admit any liability in the case. Garner was arrested in June 2020 for allegedly taking less than $15 of merchandise from a Walmart without paying. Police allegedly fractured Garner's arm and dislocated her shoulder during the arrest. Two officers will still face criminal charges over their roles in the encounter. I'm Paolo Shalceta, CPR News.
You can find more at CPR.org. Grand Junction is at 75 and clear with a high of 94. Denver's at 70 degrees at the moment with a high of 88. And remember that smoke from California last month? Well, it's back all around the state, so be careful.